This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with Miss Robin Ellis, and we are here to talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors and talk with you about anything you want to talk about. It's you guys leading the show this morning. Now, of course, we are giving away muzzleloader.
Yep.
Today. And
Last one of the year.
Last one for 2017. Last show for 2017. You know, we didn't celebrate the last week or the week before, and we should have. 29 years on the air. December 17th, 1989. 29 years. 1988. 29 years on the air here at WCBM. So that was in December of 88. And here we are. So
I'm trying to remember what I did the December 1988.
You were younger then. Anyway, we're giving away a muzzleloader today to some lucky listener. And if you've not gotten in the contest already, even if you haven't, just want to chat, you know, you don't have to get signed up. You don't have to sign up two or three or four times because probably once is enough. That's, you know, we got your name. But we love to hear from new listeners and so forth. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is the phone number. Here are the rules. Call in, leave your name and number with our producer. That would be Chris Klaproth. Good morning, Chris. And he'll take your name and phone number down just in case you win so we can contact you. Then you go on the air with me. That's the rule. And all you have to do is say, I just want to get in a contest or a hi or, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year or whatever. You don't have to get extensive about it. You don't have to ask any intelligent questions or otherwise. But here's a man who has an intelligent question, and his name is Paul from Ferndale. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Wonderful. Good morning, Paul.
A little slick on the roads down there today, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I see the salt trucks are just starting to move out. We see they sprayed the pickle spray on the 50 on the eastern shore, but we didn't see any real plows till we hit the beltway off of 10. So, you know, anyway, it's slick out there, folks. Be very, very careful.
So, according to this, it's supposed to be over at 8.
Over at 8?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. What'd you say, Paul? Sorry.
I said it's very slick.
Mm-hmm. So you have a question or a comment?
My question is, I'm looking at getting the Savage 220
right.
Stainless steel.
Yep.
And I think the process is called hydro dipping.
Hydro dipping, yes, that's correct. Hydrographics, hydro dipping, exactly.
Right. Does that affect it at any way?
Nope. Well, in actuality, it does. If it's on a metal part, it helps to defray the rust, and that's what the browning stuff is called. They call that some kind of shield. What's it called? They call it a DuraTouch armor coating. Okay, it's basically a some kind of polymer, some kind of plastic, or some kind of enamel base. And the way this is done is that the film is floated on a tank of water. And the product is dipped down through that film, and that film adheres to every nook and cranny on that whatever your coating, whether it's a deer skull or a firearm or automobile part of some kind. It's pretty advanced, and there are a number of companies out there that make camo patterns, and you know, some of them are licensed, like Mossy Oak and Realtree and Cryptic, and some of the other ones are licensed by these companies to produce the film to coat whatever you're coating. And then there are people who have taken this on as a part-time or full-time business. So, but the manufacturers, they use big commercial companies that do this all the time. So you'll see a lot of firearms. I mean, we talked to a fella a couple of years ago that worked for Yamaha, and his job was to, procure the contracts for the camo dipping of the Yamaha ATVs and products like that. So, I mean, it can be pretty extensive stuff.
Yeah, that's very interesting because, like I said, I'm going to get one of those the Savage that I was talking about.
Yeah.
They don't come camouflaged, so I wanted to get the stainless steel and that to it.
Yeah, I got it. Well, CVA dips their barrels in another process, and I can't think of the word for it here just now. I'll come up with here in a minute. But actually penetrates the metal. And makes it like impervious inside and outside, makes it impervious to any weather. That's why I like dealing with CVA. I had my mountain rifle in the stand yesterday. Boy, it was cold. So
it was.
So all right.
Here's something else. We were on Ritchie Highway North right before the exit for 10.
Yep.
And I had already driven past, and I look in my mirror, and there's a deer just strolling across.
This morning.
Yeah.
Caused
a pickup truck to spin out.
Oh, did it really? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I was sitting on the tailgate, and I could see the whole thing.
You should have had your lasso with you, girl.
I know.
Yeah. You need to learn how to use a lasso.
Yeah. If I would have had my bow, it would have been mine.
Not from a vehicle there, Natalie. Sorry, girl. All right, Paul and Natalie, have a happy new year.
All right, you too.
Take care.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Alan. Happy New Year, Robin.
Take care.
You too, both.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Donna, good morning. Donna in Forest Hill. How are you, Donna?
I'm doing well, Alan. You know, I just wanted to call and say congratulations to you and Miss Robin for your new nuptials.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
And to getting a muzzle loader, which I did.
Yeah.
Smart woman.
Congratulations and put me in the contest. Yeah, you're in.
But like I say, I wanted to say congratulations. Nothing like going into a new year as a new couple. And I mean, just husband and wife.
Yep.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Thanks, Donna.
All right. So have a great new year. Be safe out there. And we'll talk to you next year.
You too. Thank you. Yep. Talk to you next year.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Now.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.
There she goes. All right. So that's how you do it. Now, let me ask you, folks. You've heard this show for 29 years. We're going into a brand new year. What, if anything, would you like to hear in 2018? Would you like to hear more updates from around the country? Would you like to hear more gun stuff? What would you like to hear more of, less of? Going into the new year, we want to make this show, continue to be entertaining and educational and fun and exciting. And, we hope that we can do that and give you a chuckle from sometime along the way and have you actually learn something from time to time, too. But we welcome your comments. And, if there's something you don't like, let's hear that, too. Why not? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. Hey, the Great American Outdoor Show, the world's largest outdoor show, a 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and outdoor traditions. The show features over 1,100 exhibitors, ranging from shooting manufacturers to outfitters to fishing boats and RVs, archery, and more, covering 650,000 square feet of exhibit hall space. And that's at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Arena up there in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The NRA Country and Great American Outdoor Show are set to host another Rockin' Country concert Saturday, February 10th at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex. Backed by popular demand, join Granger Smith and Low Cash with special guest Nate Hosey for an epic night of celebrating the outdoors and the country lifestyle. Jam-packed schedule, including concerts, archery competitions, celebrity appearances, seminars, demonstrations, and mucho more. Visit greatamericanoutdoorshow.org, greatamericanoutdoorshow.org for details and to buy your tickets now. Keep the season alive. Let's talk to Michael in Nottingham. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm fine, Alan. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. What's up?
Well, I have questions about these donating gear to the different programs. My experience earlier in the year, I was down in Howard County and had a good day, got five deer. It was almost impossible to donate the deer. Everybody I called was not accepting them, and it's explained to me they're allocated a certain amount of funds, and when they run out, they don't accept any more of these donations, and that it could be replenished, but you'd have to call back and check. So I just didn't know how this whole, if that's how it really works, and if you have any other suggestions when you want to donate deer.
Well, I'll tell you. Line up your just like the crabbers and the oystermen, line up your markets before you go. You've got to have friends that want deer and are willing to, you know, you tag it, you check it in, you take it to the, you know, you got it, you take it to the processor, and they'll pick it up and pay for it, take it off your hands.
Well, I do that.
Yeah, sure, number one. Number two, to donate deer to a program that actually winds up in the food bank is... Yeah, under budgeted this year. Intimately familiar with this. The last 3 years, the Maryland Hunting Coalition has been able to obtain funding for Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry, which is a statewide organization here. And those funds have diminished from a high of about 10 years ago to of 200. You remember, maybe, I can't tell you how many years ago, you used to be able to donate a dollar when you bought your hunting license.
Okay.
And then there was another program at one of the big box stores where you could donate one or two or three or $5 or whatever that was. Well, the those programs fell through. Then there was a program called the Doe Harvest Challenge where the Maryland Farm Bureau, the Soybean Board, and the Maryland Grain Producers donated money to FHFH. And that we promoted that here, and that program ended. The public money that was given through DNR decreased from $248,000 down to, gosh, it went to like 150, then 80, then 70, then 50 for a couple years. This year, $25,000, and that's it. That's all they're going to get from the public funds allocated to DNR. They're done with any donations through Maryland. And there was actually legislation passed this year, which was kind of a house cleaning bill with a couple of different things in it that, you know, basically said, we can't do this anymore. The program has officially ended, even though it ended a few years ago. So to answer your question, it's on the hunter now to pay for the deer if they want to donate it, because there is no funding that's, you know, stretched out across the 50 or so butchers across the state of Maryland. Now, Walmart did step up with $50,000 this year, but, you know, you figure it's $75 or whatever to get a deer processed, and the number of people that want to donate the deer is far exceeds any funding out there, and so the money just runs out.
Yeah, it's my understanding too. The butcher only gets about
And here's what else happens too. Early bow season, you get the guys that want to kill their two does so they can, you know, get their bonus buck tag and hunt bucks the rest of the year. So what they'll do is they'll go out and they'll shoot two small deer, whatever shows up first, two antlerless deer, two fawns, whatever it might be. They'll donate those, and, you know, that kind of sucks the money out of the system early on. Okay, so, you know, the processors see the guy coming with two deer that are 6 months old or 4 months old or whatever, and the guy says, I want to donate these. Well, you know, there's no real discount for anything like that, and it's that money is applied to the program. And, you know, what does it gain, per pound? Nothing. The money's the same, whether it's a 40-pound deer or a 120-pound deer. So that's kind of what happens. I mean, we're kind of our own worst enemy when it comes to that type of thing. If anybody does that, perfectly legal to do it. You know, I have some personal opinions about it, but that's me. So, all right.
Okay.
All right.
Calvert County for some geese.
What's that? Calvert County for what?
Calvert County for geese.
Oh, Talbot County. We just left Talbot County. Yeah, we left Talbot County this morning. We actually ran into a fella at dinner last night, Dan, right? Who listens to the show, and I guess they were doing some goose hunting. So, very nice conversation at dinner. So,
okay.
Well, good luck today.
Good luck, buddy.
thank you.
I hope I answered your question. I don't know.
Yes, you did.
I ramble.
Is there some legislation?
You addressed all the pertinent points.
Okay, well, there's one more thing. There is legislation. Johnny Mouts has crafted some legislation to help with venison donations. If the bill passes, basically it says you go to your butcher, you pay the fee, you get a $50 credit for every deer you donate, and it's a credit towards your taxes. It's not a deduction.
Okay.
It's a direct credit, and the individuals have a cap of right now $200, so you can donate four deer. You pay your $75 or whatever and donate your deer, you get a tax credit for $50. And then, but the DMP owners, the crop damage permits, as of right now, there's no cap. So I suspect there might be.
That's if we get to,
if the bill passes. Yeah, if the bill passes.
So. But it'd be a great.
That might open up opportunities for hunters. And if there's no cap, maybe they'll bring in more people to bring down the deer population.
If it needs it. I mean, if you've seen the information that I've seen in certain areas of the state, deer population and the deer harvest is off horribly. Anywhere?
Oh, it is this year.
Huh? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, EHD had a terrific impact, as did deer management permits in certain parts of the state. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
What about Baltimore County?
Now, Baltimore County's, you know, pretty okay. I mean, there's guys that have DMPs here, but they're usually respected pretty well, Baltimore, Carroll. There are other areas and little hot spots, but the worst hit area for EHD, and we talked about this is epizootic hemorrhagic disease that's spread by a gnat. We talked about this last night a little bit. Guys finding 20, 30, 40 deer on their fields, and the next farm over finds 20 or 30, and the next farm over finds 20 or 30. I mean, this was a widespread, devastating disease. Add to that the seemingly Wild West mentality for some people on their crop damage permits. It's just knocking the herd down to a point where, you know, there's nothing left for the hunters to see. So
is this one the blue tongue disease?
Well, they call it blue tongue. It's the same type of disease as blue tongue, but EHD is the strain here, and there's like six strains of that. We have three of them discovered in Maryland. So
wow,
yep, it's caused by a gnat, a no-see-um.
Okay,
little bloodsucker. And
does it affect humans?
No, does not. Nope. So,
that's good.
Nor does it affect Sitka deer that we know of, but we're not totally sure. So,
okay.
All right.
Well, great. Thank you. Been very helpful.
Great conversation, Michael. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
You got it. Bye bye. Mark in Towson. Good morning. How are you, Mark?
Good. Happy New Year to you too.
Well, thank you.
You also.
I hope it's a good year for everybody, John and Sue. And also Fran and Chuck. I hope they have
all the above. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah. Sound like a little cold there, something going on.
No, I hope I was sick as a dog all week and coughed so much. I hope this is a permanent improvement in the quality of my speaking. I've come down an octave or two. My goal is James Earl Jones, but I don't know how I ever got that good.
James Earl Jones.
I wouldn't mind keeping it for a while.
All right.
I can't blame you.
Here, try this, Mark. Luke, I'm your father. Try that.
Oh, yeah, right. Luke, I'm your father.
Yeah, needs a little work. A little work, but
yeah,
keep practicing. You know, do that in front of the mirror, you know. Tape up James Earl Jones' picture next to your mirror there and just do that over and over again.
Yeah.
Maybe watch some of his movies. And
well, I just hope this lasts. It's not good, but it's an improvement.
I got it. Well, I see. My goal is Barry White.
Oh, brother.
All right, Mark.
Oh, one thing, seriously. Suggestion for the show.
Yes, sir.
And it could be a very short segment. And you might call it the police blotter, or you might call it, you can't make this stuff up, folks. I love to hear these crazy stories about the people who get caught either poaching or doing other crazy stuff, violating the law. And part of it goes to the human nature of nothing makes you feel so good as knowing somebody's worse off than you.
Oh, bingo.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll look
at
that.
I've got it on the list.
It's on the list. We'll look at it.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Have a great year, and I'll be talking to you in 2018.
Yes, you will. Yes, thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There goes Mark. All right. Rebates are just about over for Browning. And it's this weekend, you know, today and tomorrow for Clyde Sports Shop. If you want to buy a Browning, any over and under shotgun, an auto loader shotgun, $100 off. Any pump shotgun or center fire rifle, rim fire rifles and pistols, $75 rebate, and then not off, but a rebate, and a $50 rebate on center fire pistols. So let's talk about a couple of them, Clyde's. The $100 rebate would apply to the 725 Satori sporting shotgun. This is for, you know, those who participate in shooting sports, trap, skeet, sporting clays in particular. The BT-99 is the trap gun. Then the autoloaders would be the A5, the Maxis, and the Gold Light 10-gauge. So all the ones we've been talking about here for the last few months will endure a $100 rebate. Then $75 on the BPS pump shotgun, the AB3, and the X-Bolt centerfire rifles. So take a look at that. Take a look at Clyde's. Go see the inventory. Check out all the great deals on Browning firearms already at Clyde Sports Shop, your hunting headquarters, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop, celebrating 60 years. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. I don't go through the fast food drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading to the deer stand or the duck blind. I'm patient, but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. And from 11 to 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut or call 410-228-9111. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me and Robin there.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Put another log on fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans, and go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe, and then go fetch my slippers and boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe, and come and tell me why you're leaving me. Now don't I let you wash the car on Sunday. Don't I warn you when you're getting fat. Ain't I gonna take you fishing with me someday. Well, a man can't love a woman more than that.
Ain't I always nice to your kid sister.
Don't I take her driving every night.
Hi, Chris.
Sit here at my feet, 'cause I like you when you're sweet, and you know it ain't feminine to fight.
All right, let's talk to the caller. Sing along if you want. 410 WCBM 680. We're giving a muzzleloader away next hour. That's for sure. We got 60 or 70 or 80 or 90. I don't know how many people we have in the thing, but
a lot of them.
A lot of them. So everybody gets a number, and everybody gets everybody gets a number assigned to their name. We have tickets in the hat. Robin pulls a ticket, and as an independent resource here, and whatever name matches the corresponding ticket number, that's who wins. Let's see. Let's talk to Joan in Hampstead. Good morning, Joan. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Thanks. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
I was listening, and I heard the gentleman calling from Howard County about donating deer to local food banks, perhaps.
Okay.
All right. I'm volunteer at a local food bank in northern Baltimore County.
Okay.
Far from the Pennsylvania line.
Right.
For the first time in several years, we did have someone donate a deer to us, and there were funds available, which was great, but we... And other food banks, I would imagine if you have families that are interested in and like, you know, venison, that we have funds available. We're happy to pay for processing. We just have trouble finding people who'll donate.
Really?
Really.
Well, Joan, email, my email address, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay.
Send me
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Yep, my last name, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Send us an email.
Gotcha. Okay.
And tell us a little bit about that and so forth. You're up there in Hampstead. There's a handful of processors near you that can work out well. Years ago.
And I told the processor that, you know, that if he didn't have the funds, we were happy to pay for it. He said no, he had us covered.
Okay, good.
Because this was early. This was someone. It was in bow hunting.
Got it. Well, here's the issue with FHFH, okay? All their butchers have to be inspected, state inspected, and which is great. But there are programs and church food banks and things like that that if you've taken your deer to be processed at a processor and you just want to give it to the food bank, they're more than glad to take it. You know,
right.
You know, without going through that process. What I don't recommend is for somebody who home cuts their deer, even though there's nothing wrong with that.
We have to have it professionally processed.
That should be the guidelines. Yes, and
you know, I mean, enough to drop it off at the local.
Right.
That's awesome.
Place. It's approved here in Hampstead for
yep,
us.
Got it.
we just went and picked it up when it was ready.
Right.
But you know, sometimes people aren't aware that the food bank may have some extra funds.
Sure. Sure. Well, even, you know, for example, we used to work with a processor in Finksburg, and you know, I'm friends with a guy. And he didn't participate in the Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry program. He did his own donations to Food Sunday in Westminster. And, you know, that worked out extremely well for everybody. So, you know, there are ways. There are ways to get venison to people who are in need, no question about it.
Well, I love her idea.
Right.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Joan, thank you.
Okay.
Let us know on that. Thank you.
I will. And thanks for an interesting program. I will send you an email.
Thanks, Joan. Have a good one.
Alrighty.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. 410 WCBM 680. Still taking suggestions for 2018, what you'd like to hear on the program, what would be of interest to you. And we're making a list and checking it twice. And Chris is standing by waiting for your call. It's not New Year's Eve yet, but it is the last day of the deer muzzleloader season. Of course, it's a great day for waterfowl hunting as well. Now, I will tell you what it's not a good day for, and that's sick of deer. The entire marsh is frozen, and they don't like it. I mean, we saw a handful of deer yesterday. We saw deer slip and fall. We saw deer just kind of skate across the ice. We saw deer, sick of deer now, that are not really liking that frozen marsh. And sometimes it's thick enough to walk on. Most of the time it's not. They don't like breaking through. I think it makes them feel vulnerable. I never saw a deer on my stand yesterday. Feeder went off at 6:30 in the morning. Feeder went off 4:30 last night. All I saw were squirrels and birds. And, it was kind of a very cold day. It was like 15 or less in the morning and warmed up to about 29 in the afternoon. But even with the increase in the temperature. Now, some people did see deer, but most of us didn't. There were 7 adults on stand yesterday at one point. So, and experienced hunters as well. Steve in Cambridge, let's talk to him. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good, Al. How are you this morning?
I'm well. What's up?
Good. You know, I was just calling to get the contest and getting ready to get a set of goose rig out.
Well, enjoy it. Thanks for calling, and you're in the contest. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Steve is a busy man. He's going out to set his goose rig up. So I imagine there's quite a few people out there doing that right now. So, hey, look, I love hunting in the snow. Robin, you just saw it as we were traveling up to Western Maryland. You saw the snow and how the deer just jump out at you when
they're gorgeous.
When you see them, you know. So I love hunting in the snow. I love watching deer in the snow. And it's just
horizontal
lines. That's what you look for. Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yep. In particular, in the snow. You're right. 410 WCBM 680. 410 922-6680 is our phone number. Chris is standing by to take your call. And the Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor show, a 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and outdoor traditions. The show features over 1,100 exhibitors ranging from shooting manufacturers to outfitters to fishing boats and RVs, archery, and more, covering 650,000 square feet of exhibit hall space. The NRA Country and Great American Outdoor Show are set to host another rock and country concert Saturday, February 10th at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex. Backed by popular demand, join Granger Smith and Low Cash with special guest Nate Hosey for an epic night of celebrating the outdoors and the country lifestyle. Jam-packed schedule includes concerts, archery competitions, celebrity appearances, seminars, demonstrations, and much more. Visit greatamericanoutdoorshow.org for details and to buy your tickets now. Keep the season alive. Let's talk to who's up here? Matt Pasadena. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, thanks. What's going on?
Just getting ready to go duck hunting with the boys.
Well,
on Rock Creek.
On Rock Creek. Are the ducks there?
The only duck flying on Rock Creek.
Are the ducks there? Are the ducks there?
Canvas backs just showed up.
Ah, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah, they haven't showed up on the farm I hunt yet. Maybe after this little frosty spell, they'll be in there. But it kind of takes it freezing down there on the little chop tank where I hunt, and then once it opens up, the ducks are back in there for some reason. So, but I'm talking to neighbors and people around town, and folks are doing pretty well. So.
Alrighty.
All right, Matt. Thanks, buddy.
Congratulations to you guys, and Happy New Year.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Good luck out there.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Yeah, let's see. John in Berlin, all the way down in Berlin. Good morning, John. How are you? Hello, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. It's the last day of muzzle loading. I'm getting ready to go in the woods here, and hopeful that I'll see something, but quite frankly, the last couple weeks here, I haven't seen much of anything, and I was just wondering, with your vast knowledge that you have, if you have an answer to why in the world you never see deer after the rifle season. I understand the shock of getting shot up and all that type of thing, but, you know, we see deer at night and in the trail cameras and all this good stuff, but you never see them during the day, you know? It's like, where in the world do they go? I mean, what do you think? Do they move less in the wintertime or what?
Well, that could be part of it. You know, as cold as it's been, the deer tend to want to conserve their energy, even though they have their winter coat and all that stuff, and they're able to stay warm in extreme temperatures. They don't want to expend a lot of energy, seeking food. Okay, food sources are diminished. Now they've switched over their diet too. They've gotten out of the ag crops and that type of thing. So any feeding that people do, any corn that people do, is supplemental feeding. But they're actually centered on browse right now, which is tips of trees and things like that. And that's what their focus is all about. But it takes a lot of browse to burn the energy. To create the heat that they need, the internal heat and energy to keep them going in the cold weather. So they lay up more. And when they do feed, it's primarily at night. It's because of the pressure. I mean, let's face it, we've been in the woods 5 months now.
Right.
You know, in their environment. And, it's just a fact that right now, with the breeding season winding down, they're not in pursuit anymore, and it's all about survival mode. And that's why you'll see, if you see one, you're going to see six or ten or whatever this time of year, because they get in that herd mentality going into the winter, and that's, again, survival of the fittest type of thing.
So then when you run into them in the woods, most likely they're laying down and getting up in a herd type of thing.
That's
two or three of them.
That's what I said. Yeah, exactly right. Yep. And it's all part of the nature of the beast. You know, whitetails and sika deer do it as well. You know, sika deer are an elk, so you know you go out to west in the winter, you see vast herds of elk this time of year.
Yeah. Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. Well, look, I want to wish Happy New Year and a happy marriage, of course. You love birds, so talk to you next time.
Have a great one, John.
Thanks, John. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
He's a
happy guy. He's ready to go, huh? And I do, too. Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, Fran.
Well, good morning, Alan, Robin. How are you two?
Wonderful.
Doing
good morning,
great.
Fran.
That's good. You know, it's so close to the next year. I get like a little tingly, you know, to make it to that 1201, as I always say. Listen, if I may, I just want to tell you a Christmas present that I received I thought was so cute. It was like a present from nature, okay?
Okay.
I'm trying to get into that now, you know. I was shopping in a store where you can get in one of those ride-around things and shop.
Oh, yeah.
I spend more money because you're all over the place, you know.
Right.
That way. But I'm sitting in an aisle, and they had these, I don't know, I should say Pepsi, but anyway, they had them on a top shelf.
Right.
You couldn't reach them, even if you wasn't in one of those things. And I said, why do they put them up there like that? So as I'm sitting there trying to figure how I'm going to get one of them down, this bird comes down the aisle. Now, I'm in aisle 10, I believe it was. That's a long way from the front door. And he, not a little baby, but a full-grown bird. And he's standing at the end of the aisle, and he looks at me, and he starts walking a little bit in. And I said, well, hi there. How are you doing? What are you doing in here? Because this man was looking at me like she's lost it, you know.
Right.
And so I said, what are you doing in here? So I said to this bird, I said, could you get me one of those Pepsis down? I said, I can't reach it. Do you know that bird flew up in the air over my head, went to the 2-liter on the top, perched his claws around the cap, and sat there like he was going to try to get me one down? I couldn't believe it. I thought, did he understand what I was saying, you know? And so I said, oh, you precious thing, that's too heavy for you. So he's looking around like, can somebody help her, you know? And this man coming down behind the bird, he's like freaking out. Because he said he'd never been in there before, and he don't know if he's coming back after watching me and the bird have conversations. And so I said to him, mister, would you please take one down for me? I can't reach it. So as soon as he reached and got me one, the bird let go of his 2-liter and flew away.
That's cool.
That's cool.
I said, that was a present from nature just for me.
It was. I'll go with that. Let's go with that.
Okay. All right. You two take care. Have a happy new year.
All right,
you awesome
friend.
Fan.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Happy New Year. Bye-bye. That's cool. That is cool. Birds in big buildings. You see them every feed store.
Every Lowe's.
Every Lowe's. Every Walmart. Every Home Depot. Yeah. We had one down at the big box at Arundel Mills where I worked for a long time. Flew in the front door, got up in the lobby, came out into the showroom, landed on a sign. Somebody's
your sign.
Well, they get in there at night and fly around. They set off the security cameras. So loss prevention has a BB gun behind the door, and that's how they handle it. But on this particular day, this little sparrow flew in, landed on the sign. Somebody said, "Can you do something about that?" I said, "Like what?" He said, "Well, I don't know." I said, "Okay." One of the green shirts, you know. So I walked up to the bird, and I, like Fran, was talking to the bird in a very calm voice. No. Just very calmly. And I very slowly raised both hands, one on each side of the bird, and talked to the bird and distracted him, you know, by head movements and so forth. And I slowly clapped my hands around the bird. And walked outside and released the bird. They thought I was Dr. Doolittle. I didn't do anything special. I just grabbed a bird and threw it outside. But it was kind of cool. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Chesapeake Outdoors. You go kill those ducks and geese. And if you don't want to pluck them yourself, you take them to Chesapeake Outdoors and get them picked, get them breasted out, get them ready to eat. That's for sure. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Go from one bird to the next. What can I say?
You're a bird.
Hey,
right.
Look, if you want to go shoot sparrows, I think it's legal. You know, they're kind of like chipmunks. You get a lot of them to have a meal. So I'd rather shoot a couple geese or ducks. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, that's Chesapeake Outdoors. And they have everything you need for any kind of waterfowl hunting, late season bow hunting, waterfowl hunting. They got all the calls, the largest selection of calls in the area, all the major brands, decoy, steel shot, gear, camo, goose and duck picking, a large selection of clothing and boots, camo by Banded and Under Armour, hip boots, waders. I got to find my waders. They're packed somewhere.
Good luck.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, for late season bow hunting, they've got the Barnett, the Mission, the 10 Point, the Carbon Express, the Excalibur, and the brand new Raven crossbows, Matthew Solo Cam vertical compound bows. They've got Remington, Chopin, Escort firearms, muzzle loaders and accessories from Thompson Center and CVA, and a complete full selection of Yeti coolers. And Robin got her Yeti that's with her today from Chesapeake Outdoors.
For Christmas.
Yep, sure did. Chesapeake Outdoors, located on Route 50, east of the Bay Bridge, headed towards the guts of the shore at exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. 39B Dominion Road on Ken Island. That's where Chesapeake Outdoors is located. Here's how to get in touch with them. 410-604-2500. 604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Bridget, numbers to ring in the new year here across much of the country, not only here in the east, but all the way down to the Gulf Coast. Our temperatures today up into the mid-30s with some light snows and flurries. Low tonight, 17 degrees, even colder tomorrow with highs in the mid-20s Sunday. Low teens for New Year's Eve. And one of the top two or three coldest nights on record at Times Square for the ball drop for New Year's Eve into Monday morning. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville. Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner, and truck your accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
What a season! Duck season! What a season! Duck season! What a season! Duck season! What a season! What a season! Duck season! What a season! I say it's duck season, and I say fire! Try that again. Okay, I'll start it this time. Right. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Fire! Okay, this time you start it. Whatever you say. Wabbit. Duck fire!
Daffy and Bugs, classic. Mr. Dale in Easton, how are you, sir?
How are you all this morning?
Doing okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you might have passed my son. He's been out since 3.
Uh-oh, he's on the truck, is he?
Yeah, so it's kind of a shout-out to him, too, because he always listens when he's out.
Ah!
So. Awesome.
Hey, by the way, that's a good idea. Good morning to all the guys in the plows. You're doing a great job out there. So.
Yeah,
Robin, how's your shoulder doing?
My shoulder's great. Well,
good.
Great as it's going to be, I guess. I just keep saying great. It hurts like the devil.
Slow process, though.
Yes. Yes.
So, Alan's suggestion from me for the show.
Okay.
You know me, I like to be informed and educated.
Mm-hmm.
So I very much enjoy when you read the press releases or get on the internet and provide some information, particularly the scientific stuff, knowing my background. So
sure. Okay.
I enjoy it because you know me. I don't get on the computer much. That's why the boss calls me not Mr. Low Tech but Mr. No Tech.
No Tech. Yeah,
I like
exactly.
That.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. In fact, I'm still learning how to use my flip phone. So.
The one with the dial, Dale?
No, I've graduated from the dial.
You got buttons on this one.
Although I do have a good friend who still has a rotary phone. Believe it or not.
I believe it. Yep, I believe it. Hey, they were dependable.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And they were dependable.
In fact, I still remember the party lines.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. So did y'all hit much weather this morning, or was it pretty smooth sailing?
We started seeing a little snow on Kent Island, got across the bridge okay, picked up
bridge
a little
highway.
Bit. Yeah, I mean, 50 at at the bridge, you know, headed west, was starting to get a little snow on it. The cars were covered with snow.
I'm looking outside now. It's a little dusting on the ground.
Yeah, well, the ground is, I mean, it's cold. It's cold out there.
Yeah, Well, listen, I want to wish you all a happy new year, and certainly planning on next Sunday.
Yep, I appreciate it. Thanks, Dale. Have a good one.
Have a great day.
Talk to you soon.
Bye, Robin.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, look at that. Let's see. Oh, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Here's a fellow that emailed us, Joseph. Just heard your comment about sick of deer not liking the ice. I hunted them for 20 years off Smithfield Road in Dorchester County for the most part. We hunted them at the edges where the marsh met the woods. Right. When things froze up, we always hunted away from the marsh or flooded woods back on dry land. And it's exactly what I told everybody yesterday, as we would see them yard up there to avoid the ice. Always worked like a charm during a late black powder season. Congratulations on your recent wedding. Well, thanks, Joe. Appreciate that. You are correct. That's what I was trying to tell these guys yesterday. You got to get some high ground or dry ground. And they're like, well, it's all marsh back here. That's where all the stands are set up on the marsh. I said, huh? And it is. I mean, it's just acres and acres, and it's 400 acres. And I'd say 300 of it or 350 is marsh. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's tough. There's no question about it. You got to get on that. Got to get on those woods. You're right. I was talking to a fellow Texan guy while I was in the stand yesterday, and he sent me a picture of a trail camera picture that he had taken at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. This was about 4:30, and there were probably a dozen sick of deer on 2 feeders that he took a picture of. He said, "But this is dry ground. It's island. We can't get to it. You know, so." Can't get across the ice. It's, you know, an island surrounded by water. So the sick of deer aren't getting off, and we aren't getting on. So there they are. All right. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed this first hour. We're still going to be taking calls on the muzzleloader up to about half past the next hour, bringing you more information and talking about what you want to talk about. Here on the Outdoors and Radio Show, Robin will be, and I'll be back after the news. And for now, if you got to get out there and go goose hunting or duck hunting or deer hunting, first of all, after 29 years of taking every Saturday off to do this show, I envy you for getting out there early. God, what a gorgeous sunrise yesterday.
It was.
And the sunset was just as spectacular on the marsh. So anyway, enjoy your day out there. You know.